When he was indicted, Ahmad Bilal was enrolled at an Islamic university in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. Numerous Americans travel abroad to study Islam. NPR's Libby Lewis reports from a U.S. city where such foreign study is encouraged.
On the streets of South Philadelphia, businessman Qasim Rashad is marveling at how young African American converts here are being drawn overseas to study Islam. He likens it to the Harlem Renaissance.
What you see is that the young ones study a great deal, are very learned, and have come up rather quickly in the religion, because it's the standard that in order to lead the Salat, you must be one of the criterion, knowledgeable of Quran. And these young people are very knowledgeable, very well read, and have an eagerness to travel abroad and learn more of the Arabic and of the Quran.
Rashad hosts a weekly radio show called Islam Today on a local AM station. Recently, a young African-American couple came on the air to talk about why they had gone to study in Damascus and Yemen.
I think for the most part now, we had a general idea, as you mentioned, in the university that we wanted to study abroad and increase our Islamic knowledge, but also help the community here back in Philadelphia to give back.
The objective in studying sacred knowledge is first and foremost to please Allah. And through this, also a personal benefit comes.
This couple is university educated in the United States, but Rashad said he's often encountered young African American converts who've been better educated in Egypt and Saudi Arabia than in the Philadelphia schools.
They will speak Fusha, which is classical Arabic, and clear, pristine Arabic. And then the translation is some Ebonics, you know, colloquial English, because they have not been educated in English or as classically in English as they have been in Arabic.
Hard numbers are impossible to come by, but experts say the phenomenon of young Muslims going abroad has increased in the past few years as more Americans convert to Islam. They say the September 11th terrorist attacks have not diminished this trend. If anything, they say, it has energized some young American Muslims to better learn and present their faith. There are few American schools with a full-time curriculum in Islamic studies. And the schools overseas try to make it as easy as possible for Americans, says Ihsan Bagby, who conducted the first national survey of American mosques.
Most of these Islamic schools are free. You just need to be there and show up.
Some American students hold fundraisers to go abroad. Some get money from mosques or community members. Bagby says he believes the phenomenon of young Americans studying abroad is part of a process that will lead to the development of an authentic American Muslim culture. But it's also true that some of these young Americans abroad could encounter Islamic militants who try to recruit them, as happened with John Walker Lind. It raises the question, should the U.S. keep a closer eye on American Muslims who study abroad to look out for others like Walker Lind or the accused Ahmed Bilal? Absolutely not, says Phil Wilcox. He was a counterterrorism chief during the Clinton administration.
I don't believe that the U.S. government should single out Muslims as somehow more suspect than members of other faiths.
We're not after Muslims. We're after terrorists.
Paul Bremer was top counterterrorism official in the Reagan administration.
The fact that young Americans want to become Muslims is not a problem. The fact that some of them want to go study in other countries is not a problem. The problem is if they then decide to become terrorists, and that ought to be our focus. Our focus is on people who want to become criminals and conduct criminal acts against the United States.
Right now, he says, the U.S. government isn't very good at picking out those people from among the masses of law-abiding Americans. And he says the recent terrorism cases involving U.S. citizens have only confirmed his belief that the U.S. needs a domestic intelligence agency to do a better job. At a recent Friday Juma, the imam at this mostly African-American Salafi mosque in Philadelphia boasted about the number of young men who had gone abroad to study Islam. The Salafis promote an austere, ultra-Orthodox form of Islam that is linked to the Saudi version, called Wahhabism. Fareed Newman, who helped found the mosque, estimates some 15 to 20 men have left the mosque to study in Egypt, Saudi Arabia, and Syria. He said America should be assured that their motives are pure.
It's one thing to live in an Islamic environment, to live in a country where there are other Muslims, and this is what they're speaking, and The Adhan is the norm of the day to be called, and it makes for their learning and their education much more thorough and complete. Believe me, they're not leaving the country to learn techniques of war. They're leaving the country to learn techniques that will allow them to improve their behavior and to improve the behavior of their families.
Muslim scholars say they believe more Islamic schools will sprout up in the U.S. within a decade, and that more of the devout will study here. Until then, they expect young American Muslims to continue their journeys abroad. Libby Lewis, NPR News, Philadelphia.